You are now leaving GWA station. The train is about to depart. Please stand back from the doors. The next stop on the audio subreddit line is Pillow Talk Station. The doors will open on your left. You are now arriving at Pillow Talk Station. Doors will open on your left.
Oh God, I'm so sorry, I didn't notice where I was going, Oh. Hi. I didn't know you were in town. Not that I would have wanted to know, but I'm a little shocked to see you back here, out and about. And by the look on your face, you seem quite shocked to see me too. Maybe we should go somewhere that isn't so crowded. A busy street isn't exactly the most ideal place for us to talk. I mean, if you're still willing to talk to me. Yeah, sure, I know a place nearby. You'll probably remember it once we get there. I am aware that you think you know this town like the back of your hand, but coming back after being away for so long can make you a bit disoriented. Besides, I remember that directions weren't exactly your strong suit. Oh hush, your navigation skills are constantly on recalculating. I ain't forgetting that. Ah, here we are. Firefly Cafe. We had a lot of our dates here, didn't we? Food still is good, don't worry. Oh, you were planning to go and eat here anyway? Well, what a coincidence. After you. Of course I kept coming back here. Just because our relationship ended doesn't mean my iced tea and panini runs did. And, well, I had to eat my feelings somewhere. Where else could you find pastries as good as Blair's? Yep, she's still working here, see? Working the pastry corner. Wave to the nice girl. Oh my, she seems a bit stunned seeing us with each other. I kept telling her our split was amicable, but she thinks I secretly wanted to slice your head off after we broke up. She may have been onto something. Dude, I'm kidding. You know that I'm only vengeful to those who deserve it. Also, don't be mad at Blair for thinking that. She's just looking out for me like any good friend would. Blair, stop giving him the stink eye. He's fine. Ah, we're in luck. Our old spot's empty. Why don't you go sit down while I order our food? Do I remember what your usual was here? Of course I do. Toasted pork bun and lemonade, if I'm not mistaken. My memory's not that bad. Sometimes I even order it for myself. Alright, be right back. Make yourself comfy. Okay. My food's gonna take a while, what with the panini press being full of other people's sandwiches and all that, but I've got our drinks and your pork bun. Oh, you can eat ahead, I don't mind. I can tell how much you've missed the good stuff here. Well, if you insist on waiting with me, that's fine. That way, we can catch up a bit. So, how long has it been since you left for the big city? About roughly a year now. Has it really been that long? My god, time flies so fast. A year doesn't seem like much until it hit me that you had really moved to the city for good. How is your job these days? Any huge or interesting clients you've been working with? I mean, with your line of work, it's not unusual to encounter big names. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Huh. I'm glad that you're thriving over there. I never really had a doubt that you'd reach that kind of success. I'm happy for you. Ah, thank you. Swell, my panini's here. Shall we dig in? I don't care if I keep getting the same thing over and over again. They just know how to make it right. I'm surprised they see me as just a regular and not a nuisance, I think. Enjoying your pork bun? Seeing your reaction biting into it says a lot. That's good. What have I been doing since you left? I've been working freelance on both art and voiceovers. You'd be surprised how much people would pay for me to draw them with their fictional spouse or for me to say the stupidest shit for a satirical dating sim they're working on. Not that I mind. At least I'm getting paid. You heard my voice on your train ride earlier? Oh yeah, Reddit Rail reached out to me. They paid me a pretty penny for those train announcements. Looks like you'll be hearing me on your daily commute for a while. Hope it doesn't get annoying. Well, it would be nice to move to where the big leagues are, but I have to take care of my parents. I mean, yeah, they're retired now, but I don't want them to stress themselves out taking care of the house. Especially since Dad is still quite sick. No, it hasn't gotten worse, fortunately. I just want to lighten Mom's burden by paying certain bills and maintaining the house. She's been taking care of him for years already because of his sickness. You remember, right? That's why I'm probably going to be freelance for quite a while. But it's alright with me. I'm thriving too, despite what it may look like. So tell me about living and working in the big city. Is it all tall skyscrapers, people in suits, briefcases, corporate mumbo-jumbo, and all that stuff? What do you mean I watch too many movies and TV shows? I was only wondering if it was like that in real life. Also, you're probably forgetting that you're dealing with someone who took up multimedia arts in college. You business people are truly from another planet. We really tore into our food, didn't we? I didn't think you'd miss Firefly that much. And what's better than finishing off our meal than by having a dessert made by Blair? I keep telling you, no one can make better custard tarts than her. No one. Oh, don't worry, I'm pretty sure she didn't poison yours. As far as I know. If you don't mind me asking, have you been seeing anyone since you've moved there? Why do I want to know? I'm just curious. City girls are an interesting bunch of characters, you know. At least, that's what I've picked up from TV. Oh, you haven't? Ah, I see. The job's been pretty demanding that you haven't had the time to start dating again. I get it. Well, I haven't been dating either. I've just been so swamped with commissions left and right that a new boyfriend is completely out of the question. I don't think I've even left the house unless it was to run errands. Then again, I was never the outgoing type, was I? Yeah, I haven't changed a bit since you've gone. Hey, can I tell you something? Promise you won't be weirded out or anything? I mean, yeah, this whole catching up thing was unexpected and all. You'd think I'd have blocked you out of my mind by this time, but that couldn't be farther from the truth. Yes, I know. Even I'm trying to convince myself that our split was amicable and it was for the best, too. But for some reason, being here with you, even if we're not together anymore, feels like we're picking up right where we left off. It's like you never even left. Eating here with you again feels like a date. A proper date. Look, I had convinced myself that I've moved on from you a long time ago. It was actually pretty easy, since I wasn't seeing you around anymore. But here you are again, and suddenly, everything's flooding back. I really thought I could block you out of my mind, wipe everything away, and maybe get a fresh start, but it's hard. We had to break up. You know that I don't have the strength to keep up with the long distance. I thought we established that when we split, and I accepted it. Besides, I didn't want to be in your way. You had so much potential when you decided to move there, and here you are, successful as ever. You weren't held back by me, and I'm all right with that. You say that now, but you know how much of a clingy high-maintenance person I can be. We would have become volatile if we let it go on any further. What do you mean, just forget about you? I don't want to forget about you! Do you really want that? Yes, I'm aware we're not together anymore, but... Ugh, shit. I can't go on like this, you know why? Because I know you'll just leave again, and when you keep coming back to visit, I'll be going through this dumb cycle of letting my feelings for you take over me every time I see you. I'll keep being entranced by your smile. I'll keep looking at you with my stupid lovey-dovey eyes. And I'm just going to be in self-denial. And I can't stand lying to myself, but I know I still will. You could say that I keep forgetting that we're not supposed to be in love anymore. And it frustrates the hell out of me. No, it's not your fault. I can tell that you've moved on better than I have. I mean, there was that slight hesitation you had when I asked you if we could go here. You know how weird this is. I'm surprised you haven't scurried off already. Unless you're just trying to be polite. What? No, you can't. You can't still be thinking about me too. You can't be. I'm supposed to be the one hung up on you. God, you're making it so much harder to not miss what we had. Let me ask you though. Are we still in love, or do we just miss the feeling? Truth be told, the feeling of being in love is something you can't give up easily. Once you've gotten a taste of how it feels like, you just want more and more. Then comes the hard part of realizing that being in love is so much more work than simply imagining fairy tale romances whenever you see someone. It's so simple for me to just look back on our relationship and remember just how good we had it. The dates here, the grocery trips, the times where we just go to my room and listen to classic rock for hours, acting like we're high but without the actual weed. I miss those times so much. You could just imagine how shattered I was that those times weren't going to happen anymore when you told me you were moving away for your new job. I wouldn't get to hold you or kiss you or even just be in the same room with you anymore. I dreaded it. Told you I was clingy. Yeah, I guess that's why a long distance would have never worked for us. Besides, I have my own priorities and goals, and you have yours. If it were up to me, you would have just stayed here, but that would be so selfish of me to impose that on you. I know you wouldn't want to impose that on me either. You're your own person. You deserve to reach your full potential and do things on your own terms. Let me pour out what I need to pour out, though. You were my first love. I've had other boyfriends, but none of them made me feel as good as you did. I can't change that. I can't let go of you that easily. Part of me still wants to believe that we have a chance to try again someday, but right now, that's impossible. Well, you're right. We're still pretty young, us two. We could fall in love with other people eventually, but what we had was something I just can't let go of. At least, not now. While you're here, though, let's just stay in the moment. Pretend for a little bit. I've missed holding your hands like this. So warm, so familiar, so comforting. I remember that every time we finished dessert, we'd do this just to spite people and make them uncomfortable by acting lovey-dovey and all that shit. If you notice, even Blair and the rest of the staff are rolling their eyes right now at us like how they used to. Sorry guys, but just let us have this one. It's been a while. I promise I won't do the When Harry Met Sally Meg Ryan bit like I did last year, okay? So, when are you leaving? In a few days, huh? That's good enough for me. Any time we have with each other will be time well spent for me. I hope it's the same for you.